Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting live from the old wooden shack in all four corners of this planet we call Earth, where so many mysteries occur. And without going any further at the top of the show, remember, the groovy line is open. Oh, don't you love when the groovy line is so groovy and it's open? You have to dial 657-383-1357. The groovy line is east of the Great Lakes. 657-383-1357 and west of the Great Lakes. 657-383-1357. That's the number that you have to dial. You know, there are so many strange occurrences out there on the outdoor trails, not just in the national parks of America, but truly all over the world. You always got to put that scary voice on when you say, all over the world. But this week, there were some other things also that happened that were really, really funny, creepy and weird, and one of them is how very, very deserty and deserted. Not just is it a desert, but it's deserted, which I think is where they got the word desert from. See where I'm going with that? Similar words, desert and deserted. I mean, I lived briefly in Montana, my lovely audience, okay? Blue Mountains, gorgeous mountains, Montana. Some of Nevada out by the famous area, which we shall not name and which shall remain nameless. Some of that area out there in Nevada reminds me a little bit of Montana as far as the great landscape where there are no telephone poles. First thing you notice, no dang telephone poles. None of the crowding that you have here on the East Coast and the eastern part of the United States. However, however, they got this creepy, creepy clown hotel motel place. They got Angry Grandma video out there on YouTube, which I've told you about before. You really got to watch the latest one, where she's out there in the area that I'm talking about. And I'm telling you, I'm describing it as best I can. It's like a pile of rocks. You go all the way out there, as Angry Grandma put it, my damn ass all the way out here, sweating in this 3-degree heat, which means it's over 100 degrees, 110 degrees, whatever it is, in Nevada. You drive all the way out there for nothing. Get to see nothing but some real creepy things. But, you know, it's still vastly different out there, as we call it, out there, to the eastern section of the United States. And then when you're in the eastern part of the United States, well, when you're in the west, I should say, when I was living out west, we would call the back east out there. So going back east would be out there. That's the amazing thing, get it, about directions. But, you know, I think that the video that I'm going to play for you tonight explains a little bit about these weird occurrences on the Nature Trail. Not just people that are there on the Nature Trail and then they're gone in 3 seconds or 6 seconds. I mean, it's a matter of seconds. You know, there's a group of kids walking and then one of them leaves off the trail and it's a matter of seconds and it seems impossible because they were all there. How did they not see it? You know, just weird things, weird sightings. And I know, and I've told you before that we solve the mysteries here. I know. That's what we do here on Night Owls Radio. And I know that when one person sees something and they describe it as wolf-like with long claws, or they describe it as being a bear, or the size of a bear, but not quite a bear, or they say there's a wild man living in the woods. You know, there are people probably living in the woods. And they probably do look disheveled and they have long hair that's all tangled up. You know, I'm just picturing it now. I've done so much traveling. I've seen weird things by railroad tracks. I see things, gray, matted hair. I'm picturing it now, you know, with the guy wearing the checkered shirt. You know, whatever. One person sees it, then 3 people say they saw the same thing. Then they hear the story, 7 people say it. Because that's how the human mind works in your limited human capacity on planet Earth. That doesn't mean that you saw something that looked like that. What it means is someone suggested it to you, more than one person, and the power of suggestion, my dears, can account for some of this, but certainly not for all. Certainly not for all of it. Wacky story of the week. I gotta go back to our segment we haven't done in oh so long. The wacky story of the week. The wacky story of the week is the dog that never starts barking since 1987. And I've heard them. This man from Japan, I just realized, again, another rhyming sentence. Man from Japan turned himself into a collie. That's right. No, really. It's been out there. The story's been online. Out there. Maybe you've seen it. Yes, that's right. He spent all this money, I think 6 figures, creating something that kind of looks like a costume, but also looks mechanical to me. You can see a picture of it up right here on blogtalkradio.com, Miss X. Look at the photo for yourself. He's on his knees, crawling around as a human, but on all fours as a collie. And it looks mechanical, the way of the motion and when he moves. You know, it looks enough like an actual collie because he wanted to be a collie, but it still looks mechanical. You'll want to keep the lights on while listening to this one, but you won't be able to because I'm done looking at the weather for now. I'm on air live. And we're going to get into the feral people in national parks, which is what you call them, feral, because as I said, there are sightings of things to me that look like a wolf, half wolf, black hair, catch something else because it doesn't look exactly like a wolf, then you decide that it's paranormal. Okay, what's going on in the parks? What? This has been going on for decades now, for many decades. It's not just people getting lost when they're hiking on trails. It's people claiming that the psychics claiming, first of all, they're claiming that they're psychics when I'm the real one that can, that has those predictive qualities. The mind's unorganized, so I never know exactly what I'm predicting, but yes, I've had that ability, if you want to call it that. It was probably since childhood, but that's another story. I think I've talked about that before on here. I've had so many paranormal occurrences. Well, these people that claim to be psychics said that they knew this person was going to, that they were going to see this on the trail, and this was going to happen on the trail. And they had a premonition of this on the trail. It's all shadowy trees over here tonight. Well, but you got to turn the lights off. I'm contradicting now. I'm not keeping them on because this show can only be heard in the dark. If I had a class here, I'd point to them. I can only be heard in, and then they all say in unison, the dark. Yes. I've told you October now is the day that I'm thinking. It's the predicted, not predicted. That's not the word I'm looking for. I'm looking to go out to Art Bell's area in Nevada in October. That's my birthday. As you may or may not know, after 15 years of being on air, my birthday is exactly 3 weeks before Hallows Eve, October 10th. My birthday, 10-10. So October might be a good time. That's the projected time to go out to Nevada, where I will be, of course, broadcasting live and filming it in that area of Bell's Grave. I know somebody that lives in that town, and I've known her online, as far as an online person, for many years. Maybe this guy can explain it a little bit better. I tried to get an author on here, but this is a little interview clip, sort of an author interview, about the so-called feral people in the Smoky Mountains, a national park.
Late January and early February of 2021, videos and theories about feral people in national parks and wilderness areas started exploding on the short-form video platform TikTok. A user named The Present Believer posted a video about a strange experience she had in the Big Bend area. In her video, she claimed she was camping with her husband and daughter in Big Bend National Park. At one point, they heard multiple people screaming off in the distance. Then a woman screamed, "We're going to die!" Ariel claimed the blood-curdling scream went on and on. Finally, she heard a woman's voice saying, "I love you, just know that." That story alone sounds super creepy to me, but it goes on. They said they immediately called the police and a park ranger, but they found nothing, and she explained, "Been buzzing with the stories of feral people in national parks, just as a way to explain so many missing people in national parks, but also weird occurrences that have been seen and reported lately. So what exactly is this story all about?" Welcome back to the channel, and thank you for joining me here today. People in national parks, just as a way to explain so many missing people in national parks, but also weird occurrences that have been seen and reported lately. So what exactly is this story all about? Feral people in national parks and wilderness areas started exploding on that story alone. It sounds super new what she was talking about. By the way, if you like free camping,
it was same type of thing.
Good morning, everybody.
Same type of thing. They were seeing the same type of thing. Then there's Smoky Mountain horror stories, which is the same. There are stories from the park I was in where I told you I heard a strange noise in the morning that sounded like, ooh, ooh, ooh. You know, like, I think it was a bear. I'm afraid to say, oh, I'm going to have to tell a certain person about that because she was asking me. Yeah. She was asking me about the bear that I saw. This was years ago now. First day I was in Yellowstone National Park. Yes, and it was one of those bears. You know, what's great is that when Mr. Joe Flynn comes on this show from California, when he's here on Night Owls Radio from California, he's always on time. I had to share that with you, thinking about that earlier. She's always waiting on the phone line. And we, you know, I would love for him to co-host this show. He's got probably a lot going on. You know, he's been doing a television show on cable TV out in San Jose, California, for all these years. Would be absolutely great for him to be a co-host on this show. So it's the same type of fighting. It's the mostly the wild man that they're seeing, I think, in the woods. What is the connection here in the national parks, on the nature trail? Yes, there is a theory. We don't work in theories here. On Night Owls, we solve the mysteries. Yes, it isn't just a theory. I'm solving it, the mystery, right now. The people that you claim are feral or wild men in the parks, in the wilderness, are descendants from so-called mountain people. That's what they used to be called, mountain people. Somebody was still calling them that online, mountain men. And just as I would have been in the Appalachians particularly, where I grew up about 250 miles from the Appalachian Mountains, there are people that did not want that land taken over. They didn't want to give up their land that was turned into these national forests where you've all been going in on this year.
Yes, look. Hey, God, that's crazy.
A real short clip of hikers see something watching them from a tree.
That's crazy.
Does look like a Bigfoot, and it also looks totally like it's been imaged in there. So if you're going to put something online, make sure it doesn't look like something that's totally fake. Totally. My word from the 1980s when I grew up. As I said, they did not want their area that they had lived in for centuries, for hundreds of years. Family land. It was a Waltons episode. Hi, Judy Norton from the Waltons. She got back to me online. She played Mary Ellen. The Waltons. Oh, the show of my heart from childhood, all the years I was growing up. Well, that part in the Waltons where the Waltons were in Virginia, not too far from where I grew up, hundreds of miles from where I grew up, but still sort of a bordering state. They didn't want their land taken. There was an episode in the Waltons, several episodes, I believe. And they turned other land, the people's private property, into these national parks. So it certainly follows that you now who are hiking and going and enjoying these national parks with the mountains and the clouds coming over the mountains, which looks so beautiful when I saw it in Montana, you're enjoying it, but there still might be people living up there in them hills. Yes, indeed, the old descendants of the family that said they were not going to leave and didn't want you taking over their land. So think about that when you hear all these stories about the strange currents on nature trails. And until next time, happy screams.
And I'll be back.
In good company, and I
something else. Remember, just go back and listen to our Sally Sage story of Sally Sage on blogtalkradio.com, Ms. X, and see how fast that guy took her when she was little. All through the woods, back in the horse and buggy days, it took, he was hours away in those green hills before her family still didn't know what was going on. So keep that in mind, too, when you see stories online where they say, I can't believe that they got away that fast, they could go that fast. Yes. Go back and listen to the archives of Night Owls Radio.